Woof, 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 woof. Good evening. The Non-Chasers Sportsbet's Greyhound Racing Podcast. We're back again just for another little tinker on the microphone. We enjoy enjoy this stuff.
Paddy, shut up.
It's my favourite part of the week. Friday night on SEN Track, get to talk a bit of pooches with my pals. You know, and the listeners out there, I'm sure they enjoy listening. I'm your host, Paddy Garshagan, joined by Andrew Gunner on the right of my radio dial. Andrew, always a pleasure, never a chore. How are you, my friend?
Usually wait until the show's finished before you exchange pleasantries, but I'm going well. How are you?
I'm fantastic.
Excellent.
I'm fantastic. Ready to dissect some latest greyhound racing news, maybe introduce a new segment today.
Oh, hello.
It's a segment in its infancy. It's in its embryonic stage at the moment, but you'll get to it. I'll get to it. Ken Wardo, the good Irish hawk
from Scotland.
Well, party.
How are you? You've rolled in this afternoon with the coffee and water combination. Looks to be a foolproof little mix. How's it going?
It's actually green tea this
time. Okay, not quite what I thought, but that's all right.
So you've asked us not to reference the time of day. You've opened the show with good evening, and then you've saluted Kenny with good afternoon. You're going like a bit Jim Carrey in the Truman Show. You know, good morning, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Well, this does go as a podcast, so it can be listened to at any time of day, I suppose.
I was listening to
Merry Christmas, by the way.
I was listening to a radio show the other day. And
we don't really watch radio shows, do you?
No, I was listening.
Exactly.
And someone said, plenty more after the break. We'll be wrapping up after this. it was quite funny.
Don't go back. We'll be right away.
Shagster. Shagger. How are you, mate?
Going well.
Shepparton.
Going
big
very
trip
well.
Down from Shep today?
Yes. Oh, the traffic. Horrendous.
No, you're not actually from Shepparton. You're a Melbourne boy. Gentlemen, no montage this week. Kenny, last week.
20 minutes of just tips going ding, ding, ding. Kenny said.
Yeah, he said it. Yeah, Cannington multi. How'd it go?
We got Joker Poker up for the place. I think
We'll get to Joker Poker, but.
Had the rascal?
The rest? Not our finest day.
Hurricane Tears won. Red Cap Manelli got ruled. Can't remember what. Oh, Black Signature. I've tipped him twice now, and I'm never, ever, ever tipping him again. Disgraceful.
It's been the bane of my existence, that dog, over the journey.
It was good to see Pete Riley just chime in on Twitter.
Yes.
And say, no, it's not his tears. I was handling him the other night. Where he was listening, he was obviously handling. Okay, so not the greatest, but we bounced back. But something happened which was quite pleasant for all our listeners on the Saturday evening. The Non-Chasers multi lobbed.
Ding, ding.
Started off in the worst possible fashion.
Well, you didn't tip the Chisler again, did you?
No, the Chisler is far and wide, never being tipped again by myself. I tipped a dog by the name of Good Odds Harada. Now, I want to get to this, but let's just quickly talk about the multi. The multi lobbed, paid $5. If you had 50 on it, 250 smackos back in the Non-Chasers listeners' pocket. So it's a pass, Mark.
My leg ran in the top two,
yep.
Which I said it would. Still don't know how it got beaten, but anyway, we play on.
Doesn't matter. Kenny? I mean, Shagger?
Yeah, got up and won.
Yeah, that's good. Do you remember the name of your dog?
Since you needed to ask him.
Is that just your party
you can always
line?
Assume.
Yeah, easy boys. I'm easy boys.
Yeah, I'm easy boys. He didn't even have to reference the name. Ken Wardo. Now, did this thing go off the tote at 30-1 in the end?
You definitely would have got $25 on him. And I got $4 in the place.
And the weight of the Non-Chasers list, the weight of Australia, all of a sudden was relying on Joker Poker to place in the West. And they just had to listen to those words last week of invest in the West, and it would have paid in spades because Joker Poker from the pink rug ran a nice gallant third and the Non-Chasers multi-lobbed. So well done. Run us through, Joker Poker. How did it do it?
He was mapped perfectly in the race. Had a couple of reelers on his inside. It obviously, like as we mentioned, Catch the Thief looked an absolute certainty. I just thought at the price, maybe he would have found a bit more trouble and we would have got a run for the win. But, I mean, at those odds, place betting will keep us happy anyway, so can't complain.
You like that dog as well. He's got a little affiliation with Joker Poker. Old Kenny.
He's a habit of lobbing in at massive prices.
What's wrong with me?
Just a strange man.
He likes a dog. I'm going to applaud him for it. All right. It's a pat on the back environment here, mate. Yeah.
I think that beanie that you're wearing is overheating your bonds.
It's a very nice beanie, mate. It is a good cause. Very good cause. FightMND.com.au, I believe. Very well done from you, Kenny. Now let's go back to that dog I talked about. Good Odds Harada. I found out midweek as a party has shipped it off. See you later. You can win $1 million from me last year in $1 million chase, but I don't want anything to do with you. What the hell has happened there?
Where's he gone to? I wasn't even aware of
exactly.
This.
Exactly. And I think Shagger said it the other day that the dog has to be rehomed properly in order for them to receive the $1 million.
A lot of finger pointing happening.
But is that the premise? You win the $1 million chase, but the dog must be rehomed correctly to get the $1 million. So this all of a sudden doesn't make sense in my eyes. What more has Good Odds Harada got to achieve? If he's not quite performing on the track as they hoped, retire the thing, home it, get your $1 million, reinvest and go again.
Is this bordering on a conspiracy here? Because the dog was retired and came back to the track, so maybe the $1 million went into the account and then I said,
Good Odds Harada? This is an inquest. This is a search, just like when we searched for Reynald Attard back in the day. Where is Good Odds Harada? I just don't understand it, Gunner.
He started his career in New South Wales.
What do you want, a royal commission or a senator's inquiry or something?
For a short stint with As a Party. He picked up a race at the Meadows. It's a little bit disappointing last start. Don't know where he's got to, but he might be just going back home to New South
Wales.
This
is a dog, which has won the richest race in the land for greyhounds.
Yeah.
And now they don't know where he is because the trainer not interested. Doesn't win a race at the Meadows on a Saturday night. Nah, mate.
Good Odds Harada is not just running around paddock by himself at Nurnion. Anthony hasn't just gone to the front gate and said, "Here, boy, off you go chasing rabbits." Like he's safe, all right? He's safe. Don't overblow it.
But if a dog that has won that much money, think racehorses, all right? Red Zell wins the Everest. Oh, I don't know where Red Zell is now. No one is unaccountable.
Well, I think
Red
there's
Zell?
A difference between we don't know where he is and, and the owners.
What we say is,
I'm sure the owners are well over this.
What we say is gospel here in the non-chasers. And if I don't know where Good Odds Harada is, then any Joe Blow on the street doesn't know where Good Odds Harada is at the moment. It is peculiar.
Well, if you're driving on the Western Highway out near Murnyong and you see a dog with his paw out trying to hitch a ride with you, then maybe pick it up because it's Good Odds Harada. I doubt that's going to happen because the dog will be safe and sound somewhere.
$1.26 million in prize money and they don't know where it is. Remarkable stuff, really. It really makes me scratch my head. And Kenny's got to go and his water's gone down the wrong way. Haven't seen something that funny or peculiar for a long time. Boys, tip off the top. It's a good little segment. As we know, we go to air Friday night. As I just get into a little bit of a zen moment here on SEN Track. Shagger, you lobbed it last week and you've got one for us jumping imminently. If you are listening to this in your car.
Hopefully we're on time. 10 past 10, Geelong, race 10, number 8.
It will be jumping
Habib.
Very, very soon. So what's the tip?
Habib. Race 10, number 8. Sorry.
Price?
Opened up about 350.
Okay, quick, get it on, because any second now, Habib will be jumping down at G-Town.
Yeah, hopefully they're running
the Berkeley Centre
60 seconds late, otherwise it's going to be very tight. After we've just crapped on about Good Odds Harada. Can we just go back on that? So Anthony Azzopardi wasn't training Good Odds Harada when it won the $1 million chase. That was Frank Hurst. So maybe the dog's gone home to Frank. Who knows?
We need to crack this mystery. Either as a party or Hurst or next week, and you find out what's going on.
Get in touch with Peter Hitchener and put in a 30-second bit for Crime Stoppers or a cold case or something. If you're really that concerned, maybe you could go around and sticky tape some posters to the power poles this afternoon. If you're seeing Good Odds Harada, contact this number.
Good Odds Harada is officially on the missing persons register. Let's take a break on the non-chasers. We'll be back. Do you have time to listen to that race at Geelong? Go Habib. If it's already ran and lost or won, then woohoo. Or
hopefully it won, because I don't think you've got any other excuses to be listening to this dross.
We'll be back after the break with more of this delightful inquest chat. No, we won't. We'll be back with the real stuff and some proper greyhound yabba shortly. Welcome back to the non-chasers here for Sportsbet and SEN Track on your Friday evening. What a time to be alive. We just had one run at Geelong by the name of Habib. Don't know if it won or lost. Such is the beauty of pre-recording the show. Andrew Gunner. So if it won,
woohoo!
And if it lost,
oh.
But whilst we were on the little ad break, Kenny has popped into my earpiece and reminded me, hang on, where's my tip off the top? I've got one in the West. My little slogan, invest in the West. What is it? You got a bit more time to get this one on, Kenny.
Yeah, this doesn't go off until 10:39.
So you got about 15 minutes.
Yeah, so it's
more,
risk.
20. You can do a little bit of form, but maybe not because we'll just listen to you.
Well, you know, punters can make their own decision, but we're going for risk 6, Mandura. I really like box 2, Steve Minnelli here. He's one of those dogs, he normally runs in all the really big races every week at Cannington. It's just, he kind of finds those grades a bit too tight, but he's down in grade here. He's done 27:32, I think, at Mandura before, which is a massive run. Box 2, he's got the draw. He can get on the real early. And he's currently second favourite. And I actually think he's going to go off favourite. So he's currently 250. I reckon it's a decent bet.
Steve Minnelli. Marathon runner.
Stevie.
I'm on a Getty, you idiot.
That's a bit of a stretch, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
I tried to conglomerate the two into one thing, but it didn't work. Good stuff.
Monagetti Minnelli. That'd be a tongue twister for
a double barrel.
Yep.
Maybe. What's the character limit for a greyhound name?
Oh, that'd fit in, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it? Steve Monagetti Minnelli.
No, Monagetti Minnelli.
Jeez. Steve.
I'd like to see Ryan Levitsky and and Pete O'Neill getting their tongue wrapped around that one.
Very
Monagetti
good.
Minnelli.
Gents, we had some very, very, very good greyhound flesh run around last night. Simon told Helen, had the sibling battle against Who Told Stevie down at Sandown Park. Let's have a listen to how that little duel went down.
Told Helen to run Faye for the free-for-all. Green light, stand by for a start. Race 8, set at Sandown. Away, Simon told Helen began cleanly. He's going to muster straight through and lead clearly over Cording. And there's the brother Who Told Stevie on the march, chasing Simon told Helen out of the straight. They're followed by Wallbanger. Well back now to Squiggle, keeping Indigirl Turbo to Lulabale last. Simon told Helen strolling away, led by 5 to Who Told Stevie. Simon told Helen, Who Told Stevie. The rest cannot keep up as they turn. Simon told Helen he's an out-and-out star and he's going to run them ragged again. Simon told Helen by 3, too good for Who Told Stevie. Third, it might be Wallbanger just over Cording and then Squiggle.
Well, there you have it. Simon told Helen, gun.
Yep.
Track, almost got the track record. Yeah, we don't know, you know, what the actual track records are down at Sandown Park. They haven't updated the system. So Mick Floyd and co, if you can please get to that would be appreciated. But what's your recap of the race? I mean, that is a proper litter going head-to-head, isn't it?
Sure is. Those times are absolutely red hot, and Who Told Stevie on the comeback trail. So onwards and upwards for it.
David Burnett, the trainer of the two dogs, did say that Who Told Stevie would probably need a couple of runs back over the 500 to find his best. So if he's only 2.5 off Simon Told Helen at this stage, when Simon Told Helen's putting down times like 29.10, then look out, both dogs big contenders for the Melbourne Cup this year.
So he was 2.5 lengths off, Simon told Helen.
Yep.
And he's ran what's the...
he's run about 29.29, Who Told Stevie.
Yeah. So for the layman listener, for the person who doesn't quite understand distance to time, that is... What is 2.5 lengths? How much is that in time?
So 1 length, we roughly go with 0.06 of a second.
That is
some go with 0.07.
That is scary.
It's a contentious issue.
So a 3 length win, which is a lot, A lot. No, I understand this. I'm painting it to the listener. A three-length win in greyhound racing is 0.18 of a second.
Or 0.21, depending on what measurement you use.
That is not a lot of time, and that is a big, big distance, isn't it?
Well,
So the margin between what's good and what's really, really good is actually not that big, is it?
Well, it's the speed. Time. It's the speed that you're running as well. Obviously, that's relative to the gap.
Mm. Oh, very good. Okay.
They are pretty fast. I don't know if you've watched it before, but they go fast.
They do. They go lickety split. The other race.
It's actually frightening. If you've never been to a greyhound race in the flesh, TV doesn't do it justice, much like the first time when you go to Formula One or V8 supercars and seeing how quick these things move in front of the naked eye. So if you love greyhounds or you've got a partial interest and you've never seen them in the flesh, how fast they go and see it, because it's a spectacle.
Rapid. Mate, you go down to I'll take Rufus down to the park, chuck a big chunky Labrador next to a greyhound, which sometimes there's one greyhound that goes down to Faulkner Park and it is lightning. Scary. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't want one of them to run into me. Another dog I wouldn't want to run into me is Hooked on Scotch. Didn't quite stick it up in Brisbane last night. Let's have a quick listen to how that race unfolded.
Hooked on Scotch, box 1, Omiki, box 4. They're set. Ready. Off now. Omiki a little slow to begin. Hooked on Scotch, well away. He's pushing forward, and here comes Jasper the Jed. Omiki into the clear, goes to third on the outside. Hooked on Scotch, wanting to use a bit of the track. Omiki check back to the rear. Down the back, Jasper the Jet leads by 2. Shaky Diesel got to second. Third, sticking away. 4 away, Hooked on Scotch. 3 away, Omiki at the tail. Off the back, Jasper the Jet a length and a half in front. Shaky Diesel now comes to the outside. They're clear of sticking away. In front, Jasper the Jet after Shaky Diesel. Up. Set. Shaky Diesel, the roughie, beats Jasper the Jet. Third home, stinging away, followed by Hooked on Scotch. Oh, Mickey, last of all, let me sit down. 29.9 is the time.
Shaky Diesel, getting the chocolates at the big price. Knocking off Hooked on Scotch, old Hossie.
Hoss.
What happened? Congratulations if you found the hundreds about Shaky Diesel. What happened?
Maybe Hoss has just got his sea legs after travelling from Vic to Queensland.
Don't tell me he's going to do an Aspen party here and join up on the missing persons register as well.
He had to self-isolate for 2 weeks. That gets lonely. he's probably been having Uber Eats every night. That really good pal combination. I don't know. Just might be a bit lonesome.
Yeah, he just needed to shift off the track. He was drawing the wrong side of them in box one, and he came unstuck.
I thought he went well last night. I know, like he does come off the first bend, so he lost a lot of ground, but like that run home was unbelievable as well. So I think he can do the runs he was doing previously.
He eventually found the front in the catching pen.
He's not scared of the catching pen. Well, if you are a connection or an owner of Shaky Diesel. You've just knocked off a champion.
After winning the Rocky Cup.
After winning the Rocky Cup, the Rocky form stacking up. Yeah. The camera angle's still junk, but the Rocky form's it's been franked. Where to? You strike the iron.
Old Shakers.
Yeah, old Shaky. Do you strike while the iron's hot now?
Brisbane Cup heats next week, so no doubt lining up there, I would have thought.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe we'll just go back to Bundaberg on a Monday.
Jeez. Just for shits and giggles, just to really enjoy it. Love it a lot. Gentlemen, boom dogs. One of our little favourite pastimes. Boom dog today. Kenny, you've got one for me.
Yeah, so there was a bitch that did a run at Cannington this week. A really impressive run on her second start. She's bred by Chiamo and Brett Lee, or do you say Tiamo?
Tiamo,
young cultured swines. It's a half sister of.
Can we get the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade involved and stamp this guy's visa? Just put it in a shredder if he's going to call us uncultured swine.
This is a show where you tick the piss of my accent at the start every week.
Man's got a point.
People will be driving around Melbourne right now, or wherever they're listening in Australia, or overseas if they're on the SEN app, and they've just been called uncultured swines by Kenny.
I just always hear it called Tiamo, and like it's clearly Portuguese, and like pronounce it properly. Wow. It's like Sanicky. It's pronounced Shanicky.
I did bring that to the table, and anyway.
You Irish lot.
Irish poet, yeah. Shanicky.
Anyway, back to your Boomdog, Tiamo. Yeah, it's not so called Tiamo, but what's it? Boomlass.
She's from, Tiamo and Brett Lee. It's a half-sister to a previous national sprint winner, Weston Augie. I missed that. And it did 29.60 around Cannington on Wednesday with a 5.40 split on its second run. And I wasn't actually happy with the run, I think, and go a lot faster. It needs to straighten up a bit from the boxes, and this could be a really special dog, like a really, really special dog.
It's a boom dog?
Yes.
Press the button for me, mate.
Like it. Question for Kenny. This is multiple choice. Brett Lee is a famous fast bowler that played Test cricket for Australia. B, lead singer of a really horrible sounding rock band. Or C, a Bollywood actor.
I'm going to go with cricket because that's why you're filling the question.
How about D? Ooh. All of the above.
All of the above, yeah. It is. Well done, Paddy.
Well, you can't pull the wool over my eyes. Even in the midst of a dog, of a boom dog segment. You've got a boom dog for me.
I had a boom dog until Shaker told me it's not. So that boom dog's turned into like a popcorn gun sort of dog.
Well, who was it? So the punters can maybe stay away from said boom dog when you put the sword through.
No, because we don't like potting. We don't like potting dogs.
Hang on, yeah. So you've come prepared going, this is a gun dog, and something has happened in the last 10 minutes before.
No, well, not the last 10 minutes, but more in the last 24 hours. But
well, what happened? Yeah. Did it race last night?
Yes.
Okay. You don't want to tell us who it was?
No, because that's not what this show is about.
So you're not going to press the button?
No, I'll press the button.
Can you press the button just for the sound effect?
I can do that, but instead of going boom, it's gone more like peh.
Oh, very, very funny, very funny.
No boom dog from Shagger.
Oh, sorry, we got a boom dog. No, he doesn't need a boom dog. He'll just stick to the winners.
Well, did we officially put It's a Blaze in as a boom dog last week? Did we hit the button, though?
We didn't hit the button.
Because I want to hit the button as well.
Love it. Love hitting the button for the boom dog. Kangaroo court time.
What?
Shagger.
What is Kangaroo court?
Well, you're here. Yeah, normally on the non-chasers...
Is this a new segment?
No, it's not a new segment. Well, it's just sort of the name of a new segment. In weeks gone by, and if you're a listener on to the podcast or on SEN Track, you notice that we task each member of the panel to get a guest.
Mm-hmm.
So Kenny gets David Mitchell, great guest.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy Alderson for you, excellent guest. Last week, I pulled Maddie Clark.
Mm-hmm.
Loved it. Sent him out his hat yesterday as well. So, Matty, if you're listening now, you haven't got your hat yet, you'll get it shortly. And this week it laid on Shagger to get the guest. Now,
where is he?
Where's the guest?
Where's this going?
Where's the guest? I mean, we're into seg two, which is normally guest territory.
Are they coming into the studio?
And Shagger has said, and you know what? What was even worse? He confirmed he had the guest, and only this morning did he go, "Oh man, I'm actually really sorry, but we've had to pull the guest out, so we're gonna have to paddle through the second seg, maybe come up with get a bit creative." Shagger, your time to speak now. Where was the guest?
My guest, while listening to this, will be rolling over laughing at that little spiel of yours. all lined up. Ready to speak
and
to
that's
us
the break.
This morning.
We'll be back with plenty more after this. Welcome back to the Non-Chasers here on SEN Track. Time is now, after we've just, the courts adjourned on the findings of Shag being guilty of failing to get the guest.
Not sure the defendant got any sort of rebuttal, but anyway.
The legal system here in the Non-Chasers studio is foolproof, and we run a tight ship over here. So Judge Gush Agin has just put his handings down, and it will be a reprimand.
Yeah, I'm not sure that this judge was a graduate of an Ivy League school, but anyway,
if the guest is not on next week, suspensions may incur and harsh fines may
arise. Some
sort of
infraction notice.
Yeah. Show cause notice for why you didn't get the guest. Let's talk the races. That's what we love doing. And there is an absolute Dorothy Dixer on at the Meadows on Saturday night. Now, not just your little standard little nuffy race around the meadows. Not just your standard little... Not None just of them your standard nuffies. Little tea party. Not the day the teddy bears had their picnic. This is proper greyhound racing. We've got a Sandown Cup winner. We've got a genuine gun of the... I was about to say gun of the turf, gun of the sand. Here's Tears is in there. Robbie Britton, mistaken with Hurricane Tears. It was the inspiration of a winning tip by Kenny last week. So they're just stacking up.
Don't forget Tornado Tears.
I just said an absolute gun, but I didn't want to say the name.
I thought you were talking about Here's Tears.
No, absolute gun of the sand, Tornado Tears, mm-hmm. who Peter O'Neill famously once said could trip over and still win the race. And actually lost that race, which was non-chasers folklore. But let's get stuck into it. Race 5 at the Meadows, 725 metres at 7.58 on Saturday night. Number 8, He Shall Power, the $2.70 favourite. Opened at 2.50 slight drift. Number 7, True Detective, $4. Number 1, the Sandown Cup winner, $5. Number 4, Here's Tears, $5 as well. Number 6... At $6, open $7. You could throw a blanket over them. You could throw less than that, a candy wrapper over these gun greyhounds. Do you like something here?
I like the 8 here, He Shall Power. Up and comer in the staying ranks. He was a really good run in the Sandown Cup when he was beaten by a dog that's in this race, actually, Bronski Beat. In the one, so that'll be an interesting rematch between those two. But yeah, as you mentioned, this is a race stacked with talent. Here's Tears, track record holder at Sandown over the 7.15. Tornado Tears, not much more needs to be said. This dog's just got a record that speaks for itself. He's probably a little under, definitely under what he was in days gone by, but still has looked threatening at times recently. And True Detective... Again, a group race winner and a champion dog. Bravery and Red Rochelle, both honest types as well. So a really good race coming up.
You're with the 8?
Yeah, and I'm with the 8, He Shall Power. I think True Detective might just look to move across early. He Shall Power will eventually want to be on the rail. Might need just True Detective to do a little bit of early work for him to jump out nicely and carve across. But I think He Shall Power.
Now, Shagger.
Yep.
In the Sandown Cup, Bronski Beat got very tired at the most important time of the race. And this is an extra 10 metres on top of that. If you're on Bronski Beat and it leads into the fine straight at the Meadows, how tight will your freckle be considering what happened in the Sandown Cup?
Well, it didn't necessarily get... I think it'll see it to the line, Bronski Beat. I'm confident in that.
Bronski Beat's scared of the catching pen, mate.
He'll potentially, yeah.
It's not as scary at the medals. The sound of the catching pens is scary.
Okay, fighting.
That's all we need here.
Yeah, I think he'll be all right.
Can you give us a same race multi for this race? I want a same race multi.
He wants to bet into the win and place market.
I actually had one a same racer lined up for one of the other races.
Okay, but can you give us one here? Just give us a three legger.
Well, look, we do like He Shall Power, so look, we'll throw it to win.
Ooh. No, let's go a bit safer. Top two, He Shall Power. You say the same racer, and then I will just massage it into what
All
I
right,
want.
All right, you massage it. All right, so that's a He Shall Power top two.
And this will be great radio next week when the montage plays, and we've massaged a beautiful race.
But you'll take all the credit for
a little same race multi together. Here's, so Bronski Beat, He Shall Power top two.
Here's Tears top four, and yep. Bronski Beat top four.
Oh, you're leaving out the champ, Tornado Tears. But the beauty of the same race multi is it could win and we could still get it.
It felt like a race that Shagger wants to bet into for the win and place options, but a race that he wants to stay out of for the SRM purposes. One of those...
Come on, mate.
Bet for the win and place, but watch for the SRM.
All right, I won't steal from your segment anymore. Keep chipping.
Another race I wanted to touch on was race 6. We spoke to Matty Clark last week, trainer of Catch the Thief, and he did mention his little brother Playlist. Yeah.
Good win.
And he
Simon.
Said, yeah, he said racing in a couple of days' time, and if they do go ahead and race him, look out, and he certainly got up.
But we're doubling down here.
Look, he's in drawn in the middle there in box four, not ideal. He's got a few good dogs there to compete against Mapunga Isla and Litter Brothers, Webleck Ace and Webleck Jack. Both have very good PBs at the track, but I actually think Playlist is the one to beat there for sure. Moving on to race eight. I just think really excellent race again. The free for all's never
in box one.
The free for all's never failed at this point. There,
it's McKenzie.
Snags loves the red, but I'm actually going to go for the dog in box two. Christo Bale, absolutely flying at the moment. Some wins at Sandown in 29-29, 29-21, and then a win at the Meadows 29-72. Just in red hot form. He's a really hard chaser. He'll give you an honest effort every time. So even if he mightn't find the best of luck early, you know he'll come again and give you a good run for your money. Worth mentioning in that race, they're all good, but Leon Bale was a pretty handy last start winner at the Meadows in 29-85, and can show some early dash. Fire Legend, a dog you tipped up for us a couple of weeks back.
Paddy, it ran second and then won its next race.
Yeah, and some really good early pace out in the seven.
So it ran third and open. Then ran its next race, and it actually won its next two races. No, it didn't. It came fifth last time. Well, I'm not a form analysis, mate. I'm a host.
Well, shut up then.
Okay, I will. What else you got for a Shagster? Shags McKenzie.
Then race, going back a race. Nice McKenzie. One.
Yes. That's a new one.
Going back one race, doing a bit out of order. Yeah, jumping around a bit.
Yeah.
The 600-metre race there, 60s rocker, I think drawn nicely on the inside. He's won three from three from box one. That was a race where I was going to suggest an SRM, same race multi, and that would be... potentially, you could go 60s Rocker to win, or if you wanted to be a bit more conservative, 60s Rocker top two, and then Chart Topper and Midnight Mystery to both run top four. So that was 60s Rocker top two, Midnight Mystery top four, Chart Topper top four.
I like that. He's taken it into his own hands. Chart Topper massaged there.
Chart Topper scratched, I think.
So. Is that a scratching?
That just puts the whole same racer in jeopardy.
Well,
want to open your mouth?
Well, do you want to?
That just came through overnight.
And getting frustrated, do you?
Thanks for pointing that out.
Can you replace Chart Topper with Keefe?
Keefe?
No.
Wrong part of the track for Keefe.
Let's just go with 60s Rocker to win Midnight Mystery top three.
Now, have you got a favourite 60s Alan Rocker yet? Oh, I asked you this last time. You got one yet?
I didn't go and do my homework on that. No, sorry.
Personal favourite of mine, Frankie Valli. Get around it.
Gunnar, we said with no guests, thanks to Shagger stuffing it up today, that we had to pad a little bit this show. You're taking it a little bit too literally. Kenny, invest in the West. Well, invest in the West.
Well, you're padding the show. You're tipping up scratchings.
Oh, shut up. Invest in the West. Invest in the West. What do you got for us, Kenny? Great Ash Hawk from Scotland.
From Scotland.
We're going to start off with a maiden, race one, Cannington.
A maiden?
Ooh, maiden.
We're going for a dog. At the time of recording, it's too short in the market at $8. It's going to go off bigger. It's box one, Talladega Night. It's ran twice, unplaced both times, shocking runs. Nothing on his card. We're going to get a big price here.
Oh, like it. He invests in the West.
It's run from boxes 5 and 8 so far, and it's just one of those real obvious gun reelers. And he hasn't done times in the same level as box 4, 5, or 6, so we are going to get a double figures price. There's only two places in this race as well, so I think we're going to get $4 the place. I think it's guaranteed to lead up here. We might need a bit of trouble in behind, but it's going to be double figure odds, and I'm happy to play it at double figure odds.
Please. No, I'm just excited because I'm really confident about this thing. And when Kenny puts up an $8 pop saying it's going to jump in the tens but back it, that's just... I love it.
Yeah, but it's small. I mean, I wouldn't go nuts on this at double figures, but like it's definitely worth a small bet. I'll throw in a same risk multi here as well. So I'm going to go Talladega Knight top two, box 4 Alan Indeed, box 5 Bumper Blaster, and box 6 Joe Ban, all top four. Having the Ruffy to come top two is going to give a wee juicy odds into that as well. So hopefully we get off to a good start for the night.
Yeah, we will. I can guarantee you. Give you the PCG guarantee. we'll get off to a good night, that's for sure. What else you got for us at Cannington?
I'm going to go for a shorty this time. It's race...
Sound like you?
Well, it's a good thing. We're going to race 5, Cannington. I'm going to go with Fleck Manelli. This dog's the best staying dog in WA. He rarely goes off odds against. I think the market's suggesting that box 2 might hold it up because Fleck needs the reel. I think the market's suggesting that box 2 Grace Ali might hold it up, but I completely disagree. I think Fleck's going to be out in the way. Once this gets on the reel, like, there'll be no stopping it. You'll know if your bet's up within the first 3 seconds, and more than happy to take the 210 in this dog.
Oh, yeah. Early payout.
Fleck Manelli.
Lead after 3 seconds. Kenny's paying out.
Ooh.
Like that.
Gamble responsibly.
Yep.
Like it.
Can we guarantee that?
No. We only can guarantee. We can only PCG guarantee a good start and fun start to the night.
Mm-hmm.
Fleck Manelli, any relation to Steve?
Same trainer. I think it's the same. No, I don't know. I don't think it's the same litter.
Yeah.
I think Red Cap and Steve's the same litter, but I don't think
Fleck is. I was talking about Montaghetti, but that's all right. Oh, we're getting silly now. Keep going, Kenny. What else you got for us at Cannington?
Nothing.
Sorry. So your favourite dog of all time, and the one we just sung its praises, Joker Poker, has taken on Big Tommy Shelby, and we're not going to have a little shilling on it.
No, Tommy just wins.
Tommy wins?
Tommy just wins.
Is Tommy just a thing we just add into...
An anchor.
What price is he?
$1.35.
Like, to place, he's surely $1.01 or something like this.
$1.08.
Tommy just, like, he's too big at $1.30. Like, seriously, like, he's just, he wins.
Well, he needs to run top two, $1.08. Should be winning.
Paddy's already got the anchor of his multi for
just
the weekend.
Just for the sake of montage next week. I'm just going to put up Tommy Shelby. Just think it wins. I think it's a sensational dog out of the 5 rug. Superstar in Perth. We'll be winning.
So we're putting up 3-1 odd shots now. Okay, excellent. Yep.
I'll not get permission, but I would love to just pay out Tommy Shelby now because it just wins. Like, it wins, wins, wins.
I did that for montage reasons next week. So when it wins, that's all the way.
And if it loses, we will taunt you until our lungs are sore.
Might even play it 3 times.
And we've just got one more. It's Wentworth Park Race 1. We've got a scratching box at Nangor Russ, which leaves Zeri, box 5, being favourite, so it looks a good thing as well.
Like it. Very good. Race analysis, hard-hitting race analysis. Let's take a break. Back with the final stands of dog food. Show me the money and the non-chasers three-quarter multi. Don't cheat here, Gunner. We'll see you shortly. Welcome back to the non-chasers. It's hard-hitting, fast-hitting, fast and loose stuff here on today's show, and it's everyone's favourite segment. Best to last, dog food, brought to you by Chum Dog Food. So good, so tasty.
Ach, Chum is so chumpy, you get carved.
By the way, listening back to this last week, my buzzer got in before Shag.
Excuse me, don't take away from the integrity of the segment.
What a stitch up that was.
Can everyone, before, of course, those who don't know how this works, this is either a dog or it's a term related to the theme. The theme today being Royal Ascot over there in England at the moment. Nice little theme.
I like it.
Can we test our buzzers, please?
Late scratching.
Okay.
Kenny.
What?
Kenny.
Kenny, yep.
Guest.
Wow. He's got a bit of bottle, doesn't he? Question.
Dog food's like a theme within a theme.
It is. Question numero uno, or term number one, or dog number one, as the music goes down. Just get the heart rate pulsing. Numero uno. Ascot Devil.
Cat scratching.
Dog.
Kenny.
Dog.
Correct. 2012 7 starts. Never got near it. Old Ascot Devil. Poor thing.
Cat dog.
Didn't stay.
No. Not a cat dog because it never got near a win. 7 starts. It came 7th once and ran 8th every other race. Now, the race it came 7th.
It was only
7 starters.
Was that Goddard's Boondogger?
Probably a tip for the Melbourne Cup.
Question two. Queen's Hat.
Kenny scratching.
Oh, that's another real close one. We're going to go to the photo, and I think that's Kenny.
Dog.
No. Queen's Hat, obviously synonymous with
Royal Ascot. I said Queen's Heart.
No, Queen's Hat. Queen's Heart, you'd also be incorrect, but you're wrong. So you're back to 0 points. That's the way dog food works. You go up and down like a yo-yo. Number three. Something that also goes up and down. This is a great segue from me. Undulating.
Guess. Light scratching.
Shagger.
Royal Ascot.
No, it's a term. Not to be confused with the dog called Undulate in 2001.
Because that's exactly what we're getting confused with.
You said Royal Ascot, yeah? Yes, very correct. I said no, but it's actually correct. I've really made that confusing. Just make it clear, it's correct for Shagger. He's on 1 point. Question four. Prestigious crown.
Light scratching.
Yep.
I'm going to go dog.
No, term. Negative one for you, Shagger.
Is 5 lengths.
Call points.
No. Gunner? Actually, you know what? On. This is a double pointer. We'll make
yes.
a double pointer.
Yes. Gunner's back in.
Question five. Warm beer.
Light yes. scratching.
Oh, Gunner.
That is a term.
Oh, no, it's not. It's a dog. It's a current dog as well.
You asked this before and you got it wrong. That's
a current dog. 7 starts. It's had its first win at Healesville this month.
Oh, well.
You hey, are
time
a spanner.
Every time I think of the Poms, I think of warm beer.
Why?
So that means, so you got a negative three. That is the worst score ever in dog food known to man. Shagger wins. Applause to Shagger. And we've learnt a lot more about Kenny. Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Show me the money, boys. I'll kick us off. Gave you the teaser before. The Meadows Race 4. Matty Clark's playlist. Currently $2.90. Gunner? Rest of the week.
Race 1 at the Meadows, number 7, Rebecca Gay.
Mark it.
Yours was actually race 6.
Oh, okay.
Take 5.
Race 6, number 4.
You know I'm talking about playlists. Who'd you say, sorry?
Yeah, and so my Show Me the Money tip this week is Race 8 Meadows, number 2, Christo Bale.
Like it. Ken?
Race 1, Wendy, Box 5, Zeri.
I like it. Now, a 3-quarter multi. It's lobbed 3 out of 4 weeks, I think we've done it on the show. It's a good strike rate, and we're getting nice, juicy, juicy odds for it. What have we got this week? Kenny, you kick us off.
I'm going with Fleck Minnelli. At Cunnington, it's $1.16 to place.
Which race?
I think it's race 5.
Race 5?
I think.
Flake Benelli, $1.16 to place. Shagger.
I'll go with my Christo Bale again.
The Meadows race.
Meadows race 8, number 2.
Number 2. $1.30. I'm going to go for my boy playlist at $1.35. And what have you got for us, Gunwado?
Yep, stick with Rebecca Gay in the first. Race 1, number 7 at the Meadows also.
$1.35. So it's only $2.75. We'll give him true price, aren't we?
Hmm?
We'll give him. Can we give him?
True price is less than evens. I'd say we can go $2.50.
Yep, I think that's a good idea.
$2.50?
Only 3 of these need to get up for the bet to pay out.
Okay. That's
incredible value.
PCG guarantee. Hit 4 out of 5 times. It's a beautiful thing about the non-chaser multi. That's it. Fast and loose. No guess, Shagger. Hang your head in shame. Kenny, we like you.
Oh, looking forward to next
man.
Week.
Thank you, mate.
Kenny, I'm going to allow you to send us off with the responsible gambling message today. What have you got for us?
have you seen the way I bought?
Okay, we're not going to go with Kenny. I'll say it. Please.
If you are, steer clear of Kenny.
Yeah, if you are going to have a punt, please do not. Well, listen to Kenny for his tips, but not his punting strategy. Please do so in a responsible manner. Listen to all the other sports bet podcasts. Like, listen, subscribe. Gamble responsibly. You know the rest. See you later.
See you, boys. Bye-bye.
Good luck.